Are you excited? Those of you who are excited, that's great. Are you able to name what it is precisely that you're excited about? That it's not just the externals, which are wonderful, like the small child is excited about the gifts and the tree and Santa Claus and all that. But are you able to put a name to what it is that you're excited about? That Jesus, God, is coming to us. Are you not excited? Are you able to put your finger, if you're not excited, if there's no excitement within your soul this Christmas as it approaches, are you able to put your finger on what's blocking that? Maybe just apathy, or there's a lot of people who there's heavy things weighing down upon them, whatever it might be. But if you're not excited, are you able to point in the direction of what it is that's blocking that? The early weeks of Advent, the weeks of waiting and preparation, give way to this fourth Sunday of Advent, which is a Sunday in which the excitement that our Lord is near, that our Savior is very close to coming, take its place. That the excitement that fills the readings with the prophecy in the Old Testament of how to the small tribe of Bethlehem our Savior will come. That the psalm response, this longing and waiting to see the face of the Lord, the one who will save us. And the excitement in the visitation, where Mary goes to visit her elderly cousin who has miraculously conceived in her very old age. Mary, who herself even more miraculously gets conceived. And the joy of John the Baptist, who leaps in his mother's womb in the very presence of Jesus himself, still in his mother's womb. It's the excitement that our Lord is so close that the church holds up for us in these readings. My mom, she loves those Hallmark Christmas movies. That's not true. She loves one of them. But she loves it a lot. Like every Christmas a lot. But I mean, if you love one of them, you love all of them, right? I mean, the formula is the same for all of them. But I'm not going to tell you which one she loves, because I don't need you judging her. Not here, not now. But it's the same. They're all the same. And this particular one follows the same formula. That's a winning one for them. There's someone who's very disillusioned and is weighed down by all these responsibilities, trying to do all this stuff for his family. Something happens, this person in their life, and by the end, his heart is changed and filled now with the true Christmas spirit of the miracle of the gift of the child that comes to us. It's beautiful for what it is. But in real life, which you and I live in, I hope, in real life, there's no secret formula. You know, for whatever reason, you look honestly at your soul and you're like, no, there's not any real excitement. Not anything of like, for the real reason there should be excitement. Instead, it's like a fireplace with coals that have gone cold. And that's where I'm at. There's no secret formula that can kind of flip the switch on that. And if there's this lack of any real excitement, the one thing that the Lord has given us, which is real, is his mother, who always comes to us in our time of need, when we turn to her with the real desire. That if there is no real excitement, in your soul? Is there a real desire for there to be that? And can you turn to Mary and ask her to stir within your soul the excitement for the Savior which she is bearing and is about to bring into our world? There was a guy I was speaking with it's been like 5-6 years ago now. But he was sharing with me, after I had told him the same thing probably 6 years ago it would have been. And he was saying that, you know, when he was young, Christmas was the time in which he would get so excited. And yeah, it was, you know, as a little kid, you get excited for all those things that happen with the sweets and your cousins coming over to play and the gifts and all those things. But he said, I got really excited about, like, the mystery of it. Because our family, we would go to midnight mass. And as a little kid, to be able to stay up to midnight, you knew there was something really special about it. And the crunch of the snow as we'd walk into the church, in which was a midnight mass where they would all have, it was all candle lit. And the mystery, and I would try to see as a child, if I wasn't the one who was chosen to be able to bring Jesus up and to place him in the manger and to hear just the hymns of Christmas, Silent Night, sung out. He said he would get excited about the mystery of it. But he said now, you know, he was a college-age kid. He said now it's like, you know, bleh, just nothing. He came to Mass every Sunday and everything, but he said there's nothing really there. And this was the thing, he said, what disgusted him is when he was asking himself what he was actually excited about, he was more excited about a stupid football game than he was about Christmas. Which I love football. And he did too. But he said, I was more excited about that. I was more fired up for that than for like what actually was happening. And there was a change in him. I'm not going to share all of it because actually kind of is a little hallmarky, but it's true. But a huge part of it was turning with that real desire to Mary, and she comes to those who are in need. Elizabeth says, how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Mary comes to us in our need. For those of you who are genuinely excited, that's wonderful. And the joy that we have, that blessing that you received, as you see in the visitation, it's always meant to be shared. And so pray for those who are here who, for whatever reason, don't share that excitement, that that might be stirred in their soul as well. And for me, as a pastor of a Catholic parish, and this is something that every single pastor shares, Christmas, Easter, there's a great excitement with it, but there's also something which weighs down upon every pastor as you approach Christmas or as you approach Easter. There's the excitement about it, but there's a thing that weighs down upon them because during these two holidays, there's people who come to Mass here who those are pretty much the only two times that they're here. And whatever the reason, and oftentimes we don't know what it is, whatever the reason that keeps them away for the most part, and whatever the reason that draws their heart on those couple days, the desire of the pastor who shepherds his flock is that those who return on Christmas might have stirred within their own hearts the flame and the desire of Jesus. That they might have stirred within their own souls an excitement for God who comes to them in the midst of their darkness. That's the great desire of the pastor's heart. And for you, to help with that, on Christmas, when people come to whatever Mass you're coming to, There are going to be people who are going to come and they're going to steal your pew. They're going to come and they're going to take it. And for you to give to those who are coming, give them a warm welcome. Help them experience the hospitality of Christ. You know, St. Benedict says to welcome all as you would welcome Jesus himself. And to have that openness and warmth in your heart, because the truth is, yes, it's God's grace that will stir within their souls and will stir an excitement for Jesus. But grace builds on nature, and the nature of what they encounter when they encounter you and everything else when they come here. And so for us to pray, both for those who are coming, some who might be in your family here for the first time in many months at Christmas, and for those of you who you're distracted, who you're weighed down, or you're just apathetic and there's no excitement in your soul, to pray for you as well, that Mary might come to you if you turn to her with that real desire, and she might stir the excitement of Christmas, of our Savior coming to us. And so we pray and we turn to Mary with the very prayer that is given to us in this gospel this morning. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled.